Bar Press talked with about 25 teens, Hispanic and Black, to learn about their experiences with police. About half said they've had direct contact with police. According to a 2007 U.S. Department of Justice report, minority youth are 2.5 times more likely to be arrested than white youth. Most of the Latinos we interviewed felt unfairly targeted by the police, including 7th grader Kevin Salinas and 17-year-old Guadalupe Pimentel.
They're in this frame of mind when they see someone that's brown skin, that they're an immigration official, that they go up to you and they're like, license and registration. And then if I forget, they automatically think, oh, we have to deport this one.
They think that either we don't speak English or that we're not educated about the rights that we have.
A common complaint among youth is that police don't understand the culture of a neighborhood. Matt Davis, a senior at Arlington High School, says he sees police come into his neighborhood to enforce the law, but they never take the time to really understand what's going on in the community.
You got a bunch of police that don't even live in your community coming in from all these different places with their shiny badges and their shiny guns. They're not rooted in the community, so when they come in and they enforce the law, they really don't have a point of reference on how to connect with the people. Instead, they just kind of lock them up.
Indiana ACLU lawyer Jackie Seuss says her group is unaware of any recent cases involving youth and police misconduct.
A lot of ways the police can engage in misconduct. If they, you know, stop somebody without probable cause, or if they, engage in police brutality, if they, search a vehicle without cause, arrest somebody without cause, they're all damages claims people can make against the police when they feel the police have crossed the line.
In 2005, young people did make a claim contesting the state's curfew laws, and the Indiana ACLU filed a class action lawsuit defending young people's constitutional rights. 17-year-old Kyle Jones says most police don't discriminate against minorities. He believes they learn on the job how to identify certain characteristics, like stereotyping youth in saggy jeans and oversized hoodies, as being up to no good. But the solution, according to Kyle, is a two-way street.
The only way to change it is for both of us, cops and Africans, is to not think that every cop is out to get you. That's probably one of the reasons why some of us snap and, lose it when we get pulled over or questioned by an officer. And not every cop needs not to look at us as another, statistic.
Most of the youth we interviewed feel both police and youth have a responsibility to understand each other's roles in the community. For Y Press, I'm Warren Stokes.